FM's Brownie and EJ.
In Russia, a certain company decided to roll out a new advertising campaign. I don't even know which company this is because I'm not even paying attention to their slogan or their company details, because they've decided to roll out massive billboards on the side of trucks and have them driving around Moscow, which is in Russia. There's 30 of them that have been placed onto trucks and that were let loose into the city. You'd think this wouldn't be a problem. A lot of people do it, especially on, say, the Gold Coast. They have a lot of these billboards that are built into trucks and even bicycles where people ride around the streets to advertise the cause. And this cause doesn't seem clear because the photo, the advert, is of a set of breasts.
Hmm. And, a big set.
Yeah, it's really out there and it's pretty much the only thing that's on this advert, except for a small slogan right across the middle, if you know what I mean.
I can't see what the slogan is. I'm just staring at the billboard.
You just keep getting distracted. And you're not the only person that actually got distracted, because the first day that these signs on the vehicles got released around Moscow, there was over 500 road accidents in a single day.
Oh, really?
A lot of people getting distracted by what they saw, and then they stopped driving correctly. They got into a bit of a dingle, and it's just spiraled from there. As you can imagine, a lot of people are angry. A lot of people are out of pocket. They got distracted. Whether they were being a pervert or not, they just got confused, because it's very confronting. I'd even look. I'm not, I don't want to stare at those sort of things. I've got my own. That's fine. But it would distract me if I was driving down the street. You'd double take.
You really can't help but have a look. It's eye-catching. It grabs your attention. I'm literally having a look at the picture now. I'm trying to see what it's an advertisement for, and I can't see nothing but breasts.
You're probably now crossing into the perv category.
No, what, how long can you look at something before? If I was driving a car, definitely would have crashed into something by now.
You can imagine how these people are so angry, because obviously a lot of them have insurance, but not all insurance covers all of the payments. You've got excess payments that come out of it. So these 500 plus people have gone to this company and said, we want our money. And they've said, okay, so this company are actually going to pay out these 500 drivers to pay for their excess claims. I'd be too embarrassed. I've got to admit, if I got caught perving on something like that, I wouldn't go to the company and tell them.
Wouldn't you? Wouldn't you though? Well, look, it's worked in their favor too, because all these people, you know, having a crash, wanting to get a little bit of compensation, it's done wonders for the publicity. We just don't know what they're trying to publicise. And look, if they're willing to pay for it, then hey, good on them.
Yeah.
So I'm just looking at the picture again.
Yeah, it's strange, it is. But oh God, it'd be embarrassing. What a stupid way to crash your car. And unfortunately, a lot of crashes, we don't condone this at all, by the way.
No.
But a lot of crashes are stupid.
Yep.
Downright dangerous and stupid.
Have I ever told you the story about how I got the ding in the side of my van?
Please do.
Okay, reversing. You know telephone poles, they're made of wood, right? And they're right literally next to the side of the road.
Mm-hmm.
I've reversed in for that. And there was one that was extremely close to the gutter. For some reason, it was on the gutter. No idea why. So I'm reversing back, and all of a sudden I just hear this.
Oh, that's the worst.
And there's nothing I could do. Driving forward, driving back. I reversed into a telephone pole on the side of my van, not behind it, not in the front, on the side.
That really sucks, and a stupid way to crash your car. 13, 12, 16, it's time to just vent. Confess your sins of your car. How did you stupidly crash it?
And if you want the link to these pictures, we'll give you that. 13, 12, 16. Tamara, tell us about yours.
I was driving along and my son looked at this truck and he said, is there cattle in this truck? And I popped my head up to have a look and see. And I said, yes, son, there's cattle in that truck. And then bang.
Oh, oh no. You didn't crash into the truck, did you?
No, we crashed into the four-wheel drive in front of us. Oh. It was embarrassing.
Look, tell your kids, look, if it's important, it can wait, but get them to take a photo with their smartphone and then show you later on.
Yeah. And he always pays me out now, and every time we go past the cattle truck, he goes, is there cattle in that truck, Mum?
The worst.
Yes.
Hey, Max, on 13, 12, 16, have you got a story for us?
Yes, my dad was going to work and he backed his 4WD over the front of my mum's car.
Oh!
Oh no, and then what happened?
And then he drove forward and went, oh, whoops.
Did your mum come out of the house screaming?
No, she was asleep because it was early in the morning.
Did he just drive off and pretend someone else did it?
Yeah.
Who's a better driver, your mum or your dad?
Dad.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.